Texas Toast is brought to you by Zilker Belts. Combining the craftsmanship and world-class leather from Argentina with the creativity and personality of Austin, Texas, Zilker Belts provides a one-of-a-kind addition to your wardrobe. Styled for any occasion, at home, at a music festival, on a hike, at the office, or on the golf course, Zilker Belts is also a company that focuses support on great nonprofit organizations. Born in Argentina, raised in Austin, visit ZilkerBelts.com.
Go ahead, put it on real tight. I hope you brought your best tonight. They say they got the fireworks, yeah, they say they got the show. Here around the chute, you're the best, so let's go.
This is Texas Toast. Welcome, I'm your host, Miss Helen. Kick back and enjoy as we toast the best from Texas.
Everyone, welcome to Texas on Tap. Of course, I'm Miss Helen along with producer Kyle. Kyle, how are you?
I'm good, Miss Helen. I've had a pretty good week. How are you?
I had a good week, and we've had a pretty good run so far on the podcast.
We have indeed. Yeah, actually, we want to change things up a little bit since we've been doing this for quite a while now. I guess, what, going on 3 months?
Yeah.
I thought it would be interesting for our listeners to talk about how you and I ended up in this place and how Texas Toast started, how we got involved with TSC and all that good stuff. So you want to tell us how you ended up right here with me right now?
Well, it was actually one of the best things that's ever happened. I've been with TSC since Ground Zero. And of course, the founder and owner, Mike Black, they're like family, literally like family. And I was booking and then moved on to some other things. And then, of course, we had that downtime with booking live entertainment. And Bob Breck called me and said, hey, we're thinking about launching this podcast. And Bob had brought up podcasts before. And Kyle knows this. I'm just such a I'm FM. I worked at a radio station. I don't know how people sit up in their living rooms. And I'm sitting out here outside today doing this with Kyle. And so anyway, we ended up having a meeting on Zoom. And Kyle and I, like, immediately were thinking just alike. And since we hit the ground running, it's like he takes the thoughts out of my head and makes them happen. And you, like, there's times I'm thinking, well, we should do this, this, and this. And I'll get a text from Kyle. And so it's just been such a godsend that we're working together, and I'm having a blast, and I really appreciate you. You're doing a great job. You've walked me through this, because I told Kyle, I said, you know, I'm used to going in a studio and having, you know, everything laid out in front of you and having all the equipment. And this has been very easy as you've walked me through it.
I appreciate that. That's nice. Yeah. I mean, it's been awesome. Like you said, Bob linked us up, and I'll go back into my story a little bit, but, yeah, now we're at a point where you get to sit outside by the pool out in the bay and just talk.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, we're fixing to, usually we do these earlier in the day, but it's cocktail time around here, and we're fixing to fire up, have a barbecue and watch the Astros. So I thought it'd be nice just to come downstairs and do it outside and let everybody see beautiful Matagorda.
For sure. No, I'm enjoying the view. It's nice. Yeah. So a little bit about me. As I mentioned early on, I think it was probably the first episode, but my career in music started many years ago, but I have just recently come over to the country side of things. COVID, pretty much similar to you, shut down everything. I wasn't on the booking side of things just yet, but I was performing a lot. We were doing, you know, tours around the country and stuff, but for whatever reason, country is the only industry that kind of stayed open. You know, like, we've talked to some artists who didn't do anything all year, and then we've talked to others who stayed busy the whole time. Mm-hmm. So I saw that and quickly jumped on that. And I found TSC. Oddly enough, I found TSC through a LinkedIn ad. And then,
really? I was wondering how we found you, or you found us.
Yeah. And so, like I said, I was kind of just like, man, I got to do something. I got to stay involved. You know, once we stopped playing shows in March of last year, the first thing that came to mind for some unusual reason was I have to keep myself playing guitar. So what I decided to do is download TikTok. I had avoided it since then. Still, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I've posted a cover on there every single day for almost a year now. I am beyond excited for that to be over with because that takes up so much time. But yeah, so oddly enough, Bob lives right down the street from me. For the listeners, Bob's one of the partners at TSC Entertainment. So
yes, Bob is amazing. I have to stop you right there. Bob is like probably he's a genius.
Absolutely.
He's so smart and he's so enjoyable. Like he and I spent a couple of years ago, we had booked out tribute bands at Cashada Casino. And so Bob and I spent a lot of time together, working together. And once again, we would piggyback with working on that booking. And then when we showed up there to work the shows, we got to spend 5 weekends together and it was just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just so excited to I guess really Kerrville is what I'm looking forward to right now, mm-hmm. because it's going to be the first time a lot of us are together, you know, at least for me, because I'm still fairly new to the team. But so what I was getting at with meeting up with Bob is pretty much from the get-go, you know, he wanted to get me involved with production and I'm doing some booking stuff, but he was like, you know how to do audio, blah, blah, blah. All right, we're going to start a podcast. You're going to do this thing. Here's Helen. Y'all figure it out.
And that's what he did. Basically, it was like, Helen, you know, here, meet Kyle, and y'all figure it out. And we did.
And we did. Yep. Yeah. So another thing that, that I feel like kind of helped at least me get this thing really going and has encouraged me to, you know, make it extremely successful is I had, earlier this year, I had 2 hip surgeries. So I had a deformity and in the most unusual way, the downtime from recovery for those surgeries has kind of, it allowed me to really put a lot of work into this and, you know, get it off the ground and get these artists booked to come do interviews and all this stuff. And you know, it's turned into what it is. And I guess I wanted to mention that because now that I'm recovered from my surgeries, I had to return to my old bartending job. And I just want to let you guys who are listening out there know how awesome this is, how much fun we're having, and how with your help, I can quit that job and do this full time and make it just that much better.
Yes, I need you full time. Of course, I work 3 or 4 different things, voiceovers and still doing. Yeah, I'm running around doing a lot of stuff, but I'm enjoying it. And I look forward to the podcast, and our guests have been so inspirational, entertaining, enlightening, educational, as far as on the side of music. So here we go.
Yep. All right. Well, so before we jump into songs, I wanted to mention our friends at Zilker Belts. Zilker Belts, Wade and those guys kind of, I reached out to them real early on and they've been so awesome since we got started. They sent Helen and I some cool stuff and
yes.
They're just, you know, they're excited about what we're doing and we love their stuff. So we wanted to give them a little shout out.
Well, I actually have their belt on right now. And what I love about it, you can dress it up or dress it down. Like we're fixing a barbecue and I have like this cold shoulder shirt on with shorts and sandals. And I have my Zilker belt on and my camo Astros cap. But I was so appreciative because when they sent me my belt, Wade and Hill put a personal note in there and that meant a lot. And I absolutely love it because it's so versatile and it's built so well. And of course, I started Zilker Belts after being inspired by some passion, pride, craftsmanship from Argentina. So born in Argentina, raised in Austin, and they have dog collars as well. And, you know, if you want to get on the Zilker Belts bandwagon, if you're doubting it, well, you can join Lily and me and Kyle because Lily is one of their clients, Austin City Limits, Deep Eddie, Antones. So they reach far, but what I really, really like about Zilker Belts outside of their product is they support some nonprofits in the Austin area. And specifically, since we're a music podcast, there's an organization called Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. And that particular nonprofit group, they provide access to affordable health care for Austin's low-income working musicians with a focus on prevention and wellness, dental, healthcare, doctor's visits, and they actually have provided 5,600 musicians access and over $98 million in healthcare value since they began in 2005.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I lived in Austin for quite a few years and HAM is an incredible organization. I have so many friends who benefited from HAM directly. HAM's awesome. And so is Zilker Belts. I wanted to show, you were talking about how they sent you the little package with the note and stuff. And so they send the belts in these little,
I love that
these
bag.
Little sacks. And it's so cool. It's like, I take it with me everywhere. You know, like you were saying, they're really versatile and like mine, it just, it like makes me want to dress nicer than I normally would, which is probably a good thing. But my girlfriend is happy about that, you know, but like, yeah, it's just, it's like, it's so unique and so it's like flashy, but not in like an overwhelming way. You know, like you said, you can kind of pair it with everything. And it's even got this nice little like brand with Zilker right there and the cool, cool buckle. Yeah.
Let's see if I can show you my little get up here.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, I love them. So cool. And, you know, I really appreciate the guys at Zilker Belts, guys and gals, for being so supportive of us from the start.
Dripping Springs Vodka is handcrafted in the Texas Hill Country in 50-gallon batches and is 100% all-natural, gluten-free, and certified kosher. Dripping Springs is not only our favorite Texas spirit, but also the only American-made vodka to hold a vodka purity trophy from the prestigious International Wine and Spirits Competition. You can find the bottle at your nearest liquor store or at drippingspringsvodka.com to order online and have it shipped right to your door. Dripping Springs Vodka. Taste the small batch difference.
You want to jump into some songs? What do we got going on this week?
Yes. Well, just starting off with some that I picked, and I saw that Saints 11 has a new release, and I've been to their shows and I have listened to their music, and they have a new single they just released, because they have one dropping off the charts now. Not dropping, but it's up there and peaking. They're just getting ready for the next big release, and it's called Love and Hell. And of course, they have such a soulful sound, and they're such an interesting band. And so I've always followed Saints 11, love them, and I've always loved Jason Allen. And he's come out with a really inspirational song called Prayers Go Up, and then to finish out the hook, Blessings Come Down. So I'd encourage everyone to listen to that. And then there is this guy named James Land. He is had multiple number one hits on the Texas Regional Radio Report and all over the place. And I like, he reminds me of one of our best friends named Bradley that comes and fishes with us. And he has a new single coming out called Everydayers. So please take a listen to that. And let's please try to get him on the podcast. So anybody listening, I would love to have James on the podcast. So that's kind of what I was looking at this week as far as, you know, what to look forward to.
Yeah. So I listened to all those songs, and they were actually all new artists to me. So that was really exciting to work my way back from, you know, the order you went in. That James Land song was really cool. I listened to a couple different songs off that album, and this, I guess, to me, this was a good thing. It might be taken as a bad thing, but that lead guitar at the beginning of Everydayers, it took me back to like being a little kid listening to that. I think it was Golden Road, that like what this old school Keith Urban, you know what I mean? It just had that really unique sounding electric guitar, and I just thought that was awesome. And then so Saints 11, I listened to a lot of their catalog because they were new to me too. And like you said,
I bet you really liked them, didn't you?
Yeah, very soulful and like rocky, you know. But so this new album, or I guess EP, I think it was called This Town, they like stepped it up. I don't know if they, you know, just spent a long time during COVID, like refining a sound, or if they just got a new producer and it's working well, but like the recording, the vocal style, the quality of everything just sounds so much better and refined. And it's like that EP is awesome. Like it sounds fantastic.
Yeah. It's been years since I've been to one of their shows, but I remember seeing them, and it's like their sound just, and they rock it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They
do. There's that little twinkly guitar thing that happens in that song. You know what I'm talking about? It's just like a weird little noise. And I think he's just doing harmonics for the guitar players out there listening, but it's like, it almost made me feel like I was in a dream, or it was like, I was, you know, like somebody knocked me out and I was seeing stars or something. It was, I don't know. It was just so cool. Like the imagery that came along with the guitar part.
Was there any Dripping Springs involved in that moment?
yeah, it sounds like there would be, right? But no, I was just listening to the song last night, and it was, like, man, that's crazy. This little simple thing is making me feel like I'm like in a dream right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I promise I was not drinking or doing drugs or anything like that. Just enjoying the music.
Hey, you have some good picks.
Yeah. So I picked a few off of the pickers chart, like I've been doing every week. And I can work my way down that. I haven't been talking about, you know, going over the list like you normally do. So I'll start doing that if that's something we want to do, but I went with, first is going to be Friends, Curtis Grimes.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I mean, when you talk about leaving the gravel road and hitting the hayfield and anything with a water tower, I'm in.
Yep.
And anything Curtis Grimes, I'm in.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's got, I mean, he's another one of those guys that's found his niche, and he's got, you know, he's got his system and his format, and he knows what he's doing. This one was a little bit different to me. It was, how do I say it? It's a, like, obviously the chorus in all of his songs is always very welcoming and inviting, and it just makes you feel like comfortable. Vocally, I felt like it seemed like he was trying something different, because normally you can almost hear a little bit of the shakiness and like the, in a good way, like the uncomfortability of him singing in the studio. And this time it was, I guess maybe he was just feeling awesome when he recorded it that day, because there's no shakiness or anything. So I guess, yeah, it just sounded different. So I wonder if he was trying something different. And then next I had Can Down by Mike Ryan.
I love that. You know, we've all been there at one time or another.
So I'm sure most of the people listening are familiar with Mike. That song stood out to me because right from the beginning, the drums, that snare comes in, and it's just like, wah, wah, just like, just rocking, just slapping the snare drum right away from the start. And then, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just another one of those good, sad drinking songs. Like, he's going through a hard time, and, you know, it's, he's coping the way that a lot of us choose to cope. And it was,
yeah. Yeah,
you relatable.
And then you pull out in your pickup truck, and all the beer cans go flying out like on Twister.
Yeah, exactly.
Not saying I've had an experience like that. I'm just saying. Pastor parties.
Yeah, geez. I had one more that I wanted to mention, and this one's a little bit different, but she's doing well on the streaming charts as well. So it's Caitlin Butts with "How Lucky I Am." So this one caught my attention because, well, for many reasons. The first thing I want to point out is right whenever you push play on the song and it starts, it's got this like awesome little blues guitar lick. It's like three notes. And I was like, oh my God, what is about to happen? Especially if you've listened to any of Caitlin's music before, because her stuff has this very raw, organic, earthy, almost like a mountain woman type thing.
Yeah, right. Mountain music.
This guitar thing played, and I was like, oh my gosh, what is she about to do? And then it ended up being a tease. So for me, it got me real excited, but it didn't throw me off from the song because it was a little bit different from the, I mean, like the guitar thing to me didn't make sense. But yeah, I mean, she's just got this awesome, like we both said, mountain music thing. Her voice is so like raw and passionate and emotional. I feel like they took a step up with the production on this one. They like took, you know, that raw in studio, everybody playing together sound and merged it with a really tight professional studio quality recording. Another thing that stood out to me about this song is how in the chorus, she does that "take my time," because the song is called "How Lucky I Am." Right.
Right.
So she says "take my time" very aggressively. And it's like this build up to that. And then right afterwards she follows with this release and it's "How Lucky I Am," but it's just like this super pretty run. And it's just takes you right back to all the memories you have with her other songs. And I just felt like it was beautifully written. It was a really good song.
Yeah. Really good song. Very strong vocally.
So if we're looking at the streaming charts, we've still got a bunch of the ones we've already talked about up there. Zach Bryan, November Air is still up there. We've got the In His Arms, the Marfa Tapes, Jack Ingram, Miranda Lambert, John Randall. John Randall's actually got another song on his own working its way up the chart called "Keep On Moving." Reed Southall, Gracie York. Another guy that I've been seeing a lot is Mason Lively, and he's got a song on the chart called "Senseless." We've got William Beckman still on there. He was way up earlier in the month with Bourbon Whiskey, and he's starting to go back down. I'm sure he's got all kinds of cool stuff coming, though. Who else we got on here? Wilder Blues still up there.
Love them.
Pecos and the Rooftops have "Kill a Man" up there. Tristan Mraz. And that's another one I mentioned. That dude put out an album and it is so good. So many good songs on that record. Obviously we all know, or at least you and I know where The Neon Lies, because we talked about that song a few weeks ago. But
right.
If you haven't listened to that album, I would definitely check it out. And that pretty much sums it up. You still got Colby Cooper up there with "Two Words." I love Colby. I'm not gonna lie, it's not my favorite song of his. I understand why people like it, but it's a bit of a playful song, to say the least. But
yes.
Colby's awesome. He puts on a great show if you've never seen him live, so I would definitely recommend that.
Texas Toast is proudly supported by TSC Entertainment, booking entertainment since 1975.
Well, I have some good news since this is great news since our spotlight artist this week was Bart Crowe. Well, he's number one after 10 weeks on CD Extraction Texas. Nice. And TexasCountryMusicChart.com. So way to go, yeah. Our brother Bart Crowe. That's and of awesome. Course, on CD Extraction Texas, of course, Josh Abbott already held the number one spot. They're at number two. Parker McCollum's To Be Loved By You is at number three. Curtis Grimes, Friends, four.
Yeah.
And then Casey Donahue, Queen for a Night, is hanging in there at number five on CD Extraction Texas. And of course, I really like that song. I think we highlighted Casey also. So looking at TexasCountryMusicChart.com, which I love their chart and I love everything they do. And of course, they're associated with Texas Country Music Association. Josh Abbott's at number one, Bart Crowe's at number two, Casey, then Curtis Grimes, Parker McCollum, and Josh Ward. So there you have it.
Sweet. But,
yeah, it's all good. It's all looking good. Oh, well, Texas Regional Radio Report has George Navarro, Lost in a Kiss. He's at number one. George Dukas has been charting for a while, and he's at number two with Old Timers. Josh Ward is at number three on that chart. Cross Rags and Young, Reckless, is at number four. And then Bart Crowe is at five.
Nice.
So yay for Bart. We knew it would get to number one. And by the way, Matt Castillo is doing good. John Stork's in the top 20. Yeah. You got to take care of our guys. Trent Cowie's doing good. Mm-hmm. And I want to mention something about Matt Castillo. Y'all might want to go on his social media and Facebook and check it out. Matt Castillo. He's doing like a VIP giveaway thing for one of his shows. So just go on Matt's page and you can find it. I should have had more details and been more specific, but these days, with one click, you guys and gals can find it. So make sure you get out there and support Matt Castillo. He's a very good partner of the podcast.
That's awesome. So we've talked about him pretty much every episode since we started this rap, because he's been on the charts. But George Dukas, we actually talked to him, but he invited you and I out to see him at I think it was the Rustic in Houston in May. And if you want to go, I can get you a table, or he can get you a table. But
I would love that. I would love that. Now,
unfortunately,
I'm
planning a show the same night, and I told him that. But
what date is it? Do you know?
I think it's May 15th at the Rustic.
Oh, nope. I got Trent Cowie Band coming to state.
Oh, yeah.
Literally,
you told me about that.
Trent Cowie Band is coming to. Oh, yeah. Let me update everyone. So Trent and I started working on this. He said, I've got a private event that we're playing, and I think it's close to you. Well, literally, it's in this county. So him and all five band members are coming after their private event, because they get through at 9, and I'm going to house them, and then we're taking them fishing the next
nice.
Day. God willing, I hope the weather is
so
going to be
jealous.
Good. Yeah, darn. And then I've got Bart Crowe. I'm going to go see him at Dirty South in Angleton, I think.
Oh, okay,
he's got
cool.
a show there. Yeah, so I think we're going to
How far is that from you?
Well, too far for me, but you know, I got to go inland. It's not that far. It's not that far. It'll probably take an hour or so.
I got you. I was just wondering, yeah, because Stork just played there last weekend. And then I was going to tell you, there's a show coming up that John, and this will be a nice segue into what's coming after this, but John's tour manager was telling me about a show they're playing with. Who is it? Let me look. Washfest.
I'm very familiar. I'm very familiar with that event. The original organizers of Washfest, it originated in East Bernard, Texas. And I have really good friends that were the ones that started out bringing in the musicians, and it's grown so much they've moved it to the Wharton County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
So it's going to be, if everybody listening, that's going to be in a new location, but it's amazing. We actually, not to change subject, but yeah, Washfest, check it out. It's a great benefit. Also, there's a big story behind that. But yeah, I know that John's going to be playing there too. The other thing, talking about washers, and we brought up Washfest over the weekend, because I do the beanbag, the cornhole thing really good, but throwing washers is really hard. So all our Belleville friends were down, and we stopped by to play washers for a little while. And I did put some mojo on it. I did. We didn't have the where you throw into the hole. We didn't have them as far as part as you're supposed to.
Gotcha.
So we kind of handicapped it. But yeah, Captain Ron and I won one game, and then we got our butts kicked after that. So,
oh man.
Yeah, but Washfest is it's a great thing. really, nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. So I believe that's May 22nd this year in the
yes,
lineup.
Yes, it is May 22nd because that's my birthday weekend.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Are you gonna be there? Or are you gonna be doing something funner?
Always every year, like when I have my birthday, I want to go to an Astros game. But I think since we haven't had live music in over a year, I'm going to find some music. And it's either gonna be at Wash Fest or it's gonna be because I need to check the dates because I think maybe Bart may be playing that same night.
Oh, really?
In Angleton. So okay. I'll check it out.
Cool.
Yeah, no worries.
But yeah, so for those listening, that's Wash Fest at the Wharton County Fairgrounds on May 22nd. The show consists of John Stork, Cody West, who I've been wanting to see for years, and then Josh Ebbett's closing things out. So that's just
I know. Josh Abbott. Oh, love those guys.
All right. So transitioning, like I said, it wasn't as smooth of a transition as I'd hoped, but we had another cocktail submitted this week.
Yay. Tell me about it.
So it was a friend of mine, but it's John Stork's tour manager, and he is known amongst the Texas country world as the Lavender Stallion. So his handle on Instagram is at Lavender Stallion, just how you'd spell those words normally. And he's like the furthest from a simple guy that I've ever met in my entire life. He is such a character. He walks around wearing a hat that says where the corn dog's at all the time. And people just can't leave him alone.
Yeah. I love it.
He's a character, but, his drink, he calls it the Lavender Stallion, which is fitting. It's just, it's Don Julio Silver, which is tequila, sour, a splash of cranberry and a lime.
Yum. Yeah, is it a crazy shot or is it really a drink?
No, it's a drink. So it's like, it's like a margarita with a little splash of cranberry juice.
I like it. Yeah,
good tequila margarita on the rocks. Yeah, sounds good.
I think I may have that around the pit tonight. I think I have everything I need.
Yeah, just a little splash of cranberry gives it that lavender, you know.
Yeah, I got the cranberry. It's the sugar-free cranberry.
Nice. Perfect.
You know how I roll.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you so much for sending that cocktail in because Miss Helen is going to try that. So I was looking on social media, you know how like different recipes pop up, you know, on your stuff, at least mine anyway. Have you ever heard of chocolate covered pickles?
I've saw someone do that recently and it looked terrifying. We probably saw the exact same thing.
Oh my gosh. I was like, so I actually had to stop and look at it. But what you do is you take like the pickle chips and you soak them in sugar first and then you put them in the chocolate. I mean, I'm not going to try it. I mean,
oh, I'd try it.
I don't know. You did?
No, I said I would.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. You be the guinea pig.
Okay. I'll try it and let you know how it goes. I see with mixed drinks, I'm a little more hesitant. But with food, I'll try it. I'm never going to say no. I might say no the second time.
Yeah. I mean, it may have a little, it'll be kind of that sweet sour, which might kind of be good. And I wonder if you could put like some kind of spice on it or something.
I mean, I doubt it'd be because like sweet and salties, that makes sense. Cause that's, you know, that's a popular thing everybody does, but that's like and I love pickles and I love chocolate. I just don't know about the vinegar mixed with chocolate. That's
kinda... Oh, you dry them out a little bit.
Okay. So is it just like
you have
a
to
crunchy
dry them out.
Chocolate thing?
I don't know. I mean, maybe just stick with fried pickles, people.
Oh, yeah.
And dip them in chocolate. How about that? That would work. Man.
Yeah, that would work. That sounds better. For whatever reason, just greasier makes it sound better.
Oh, it's So anyway, I just saw that and I was like, okay, we do the cocktail recipes. I gotta hit this. It's crazy. Hey, did you ever come up with a walk-up song? We talked about that last time.
Oh, man. You know what? I didn't even think about that. I'm sorry. I've had a bit of a crazy week, like I said, going back to work and stuff. But yeah, back on that note, I guess since we're wrapping up, if you guys like what we're doing, please help us out. It would help me out. I want to be doing this for you. I want to give it my all. I am giving it my all. But it'll be a lot easier.
Yes,
I've got a little bit of support. And you guys have been nothing but supportive so far. You know, everybody who's reaching out and sending us suggestions and our sponsors and everybody, it's just been so, so awesome and so much fun. And we just, you know, like we say every week, but we want to just keep it going. We're booked out for the next 10 weeks with interviews. So it's like, we've got all these artists that we're contacting.
I'm absolutely so happy with the guests that we've had so far. Cause I have a wish list and it's going to come true. But I love the fact that one of the things that I really like to encourage on our podcast is, yes, we'll have the veterans on, we'll have the established musicians, but I love talking to the musicians and artists and bands that are working their tails off and getting started and doing it right. And that's what we're about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta show every side of the story. You know, that's the whole thing. I feel like we started this on is to give fans the perspective, to give the young guys the perspective of the veterans, to give the veterans maybe a reality check with the young guys. You know, there's so much to learn from every part of the scenario. So,
okay.
Alrighty.
It's been fun as always. And that's going to wrap it up for this week. We have some great guests coming up. We have some great guests. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next few visits. Can I talk about who we visited with this past week or wait on that?
Let's keep that a secret till next week.
Okay. See, I'm like a little kid. I'm one of those that can't keep surprises. Yeah. So
yeah, it's hard. I struggle with the same.
I'll just zip it.
Yeah, we got to keep them waiting. So we can say who we've got on next week, and it was such a great interview. We've got Hayden Baker. He's from Houston, and he's a songwriter, and he's doing all kinds of cool stuff. His music's a little bit different, too, from a lot of the people we've talked to so far. So I'm really excited to dive into that with him.
He was a pleasure because of where he comes from. It's right up the road from where I grew up. Of course, I grew up in Sealy, Texas. That's my hometown. Go Tigers. And he was a Tiger right up by 10, Katy Tiger. Yep. Played baseball. A lot of interesting stuff coming up with his interview.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, it's time for a refill.
Yeah, have fun out there tonight. Show off your Zilker belt.
Right. Thanks, Kyle.
Take it easy.
See ya. Cheers.
I dare to say, you can go to hell. Hell, I'll go to Texas. I've had my fill of every place but home. Well, take away the